Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Ivars. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Sauer moves to third. Atwell moves to second. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mixis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeff Coat. Thompson reaches second base with a double. There goes Lockman trying to get to home. Addis throws the ball into Mixis, who relays the ball to Atwell, who tags Lockman, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Coat moves to second. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivars is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Addis for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Serena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Serena reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hacker bunts towards the mound. Hearn catches it and throws to first to double up Smalley. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivars strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hearn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-3 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Serena bunts for an out. Mixes moves to second. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Mixes moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Atwell is walked intentionally. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixes scores. Sauer scores. Atwell moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Atwell scores. Fondi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley strikes out. There goes Fondi. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Paul Minner pinch runs for Dee Fondi. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hacker strikes out. Ivars drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hacker out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Addis. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Dark moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.